Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions, explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives, access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-hosts, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. It's a lovely day.
Yes, it is. And today on Conscious Conversations, we're talking about birthdays, equinoxes, and eclipses, and more. So we'll be talking about life anniversaries and quantum leaping into a new cycle. And how do you celebrate life and welcome a new experience?
So they get to call. Please call in if you have any questions. And you can call today and interact at, what's that number, Joan?
It's 888-627-6008. And that number is specifically for calling in to talk to us. It's not for calling in to listening to the show. So that is 888-627-6008 to join us in the conversation. And a little birdie told me that it's your birthday pretty soon.
Yes. Oh, that's a great bird. Yeah, Friday. Friday the 25th. Oh, good. The birds are talking. That's wonderful. And they're spreading the word. Ooh, even better. No, I'm having a great...
Who told you what?
Who is that? Yeah, I love that. No, and I'll be 61, which is so absolutely freaking remarkable. So you can tell I have a certain zone of celebration. Spirit's real happy. Consciousness is just dancing because Janet made it. She got out of her own freaking way and made it to 61, for heaven's sake. So I'm ready. Okay, what's next? Yeah,
well,
that's the way you want to feel.
Birthday.
Right? Yeah. I mean, isn't that the way you want to be?
Well, let's get a few announcements out of the way.
All right. Let's do it. What do you got there?
Okay. So if you go to my website, joan-newcomb.com, I have a quiz for you to discover what your passion and life purpose is. And that's on my website, joan-newcomb.com. And I also have a couple of programs that you can order. Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business, and also Consciousness Techniques. And both of those are just jammed full of techniques for navigating your life with consciousness. And then also, you and I both have meetups going on. You want to tell folks about your meetups, and then I'll tell
them. Okay, if you live in the Portland, Oregon area, I have a weekly meetup on heart space awareness. It's called Conscious Conversations with Janet. And you're more than welcome to come. We access heart space for a couple of hours, look at daily life and how to hear that authentic voice. Right? It's all about the authentic voice. It's not about rationalizing, reasoning, and convincing yourself something. It's about allowing yourself to experience life from a whole different place. So it's following just kind of rather along with what we do on the radio show. And Joan's got great ones. She's offering in Seattle and Tacoma and all over the place there, right? Up there in the Northwest.
Yes. And so... just as you and I are very, very different and we have completely different approaches to consciousness, we're in agreement about consciousness, but we have very different approaches. So your Conscious Conversations meetup is very experiential and really gets people into this wonderful feeling of heart space.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we do. Just, we really
you
know, good.
So like
yeah.
if you're loving how you feel when you listen to this show, yeah. hike on down to Portland and hang out with Janet on Tuesday night.
Okay, thanks. And if you're looking to get a lot of information, you always provide so much wonderful technical information. It's great, Janet.
Right. So there's a couple different things. One is most of my meetups, they're consciousness conversations, and they are bringing people together who are having new and inexplicable experiences of consciousness. And my intention is for people to be able to validate their experiences and share with each other the things that they're discovering. And in most of them, then I will also share a consciousness technique or two to help them navigate this new growth experience that they're having. The feedback that I've gotten from this is that, you know, nobody else is talking about this stuff. And mm-hmm. when they practice these techniques, I mean, one fellow showed up at a meetup and he said his pain level, afterwards he told me that his pain level was like at an 8 or 9. And when he came the next week, the next month, he had been practicing the things we talked about and his pain level was at a 3.
Isn't that wonderful? Oh, that's just exciting.
Yes. So I have a meetup in Seattle this coming Sunday, the 27th. It's at the Magnolia Library at 2 p.m. I have a meetup in Tacoma on Saturday, October 3rd at 3:45, and that's at the Wheelock Library. I like libraries. And then in Lacey, which is near Olympia, I have a meetup there on Saturday, October 10th at 1 p.m. at the Forza Coffee in Lacey. I thought I'd be a little bit different. And then you and I have something coming up in Tacoma. You want to tell the boys and girls?
Yeah, we're going to have a conscious conversation with Joan and Janet. And I think that's what we're doing, right? And it's going to be at the Crystal Voyage in Tacoma. We'd love to have you join us. It's going to be 3 hours. We'll share techniques. We'll share heart space. We'll just do all that we can do in those 3 hours. And we'd love to have you join us. So,
It's going to be much more of a workshop experience.
Yeah.
We're going to demonstrate consciousness technologies and also give you some techniques that you can play with yourself and play with others.
We always like that. Yeah.
So that is going to be on Sunday, October 18th at 1:30 p.m. at Crystal Voyage in Tacoma.
Yeah. So, and we do like to hear from all of you. So you can reach Joan at her website. You can reach me at my website. We'll give those to you at some point. And then
JanetandBeyond.com. JanetandBeyond.com.
Yeah. And then we got Joan-Newcomb.com.
Right.
Right.
And then what we love hearing from them is that we love them to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. So Facebook is Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and join the group and join the fun. And then you can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter as well, which is at Joan Newcomb.
And you, all these shows are available by podcast off our websites. Also, they're posted on YouTube for Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. So there's lots of different ways to participate. You haven't really missed any show we've had for the last year because there is no time or space in the state we play in. So anything that you listen to, you can still anchor into and access and get your goods going.
Get your jollies on.
Yeah, I didn't want to say that. I don't know why, but
no, you were going to say rocks off, but I'm saying jollies on.
Okay. Yeah, those do. I got a rock here and a rock there. So, yeah. I don't know. I feel pretty perky, Joan. This is lovely. So,
yes, I really appreciate whatever's going on here.
Yeah,
so, equinoxes and eclipses. We're in a party mood. So,
well, that's it. Okay, there is so much happening. So, do the setup here. We've got today, this morning, there was an eclipse, right?
No.
Fall began, right?
In the wee hours here on the whatever coast, West Coast, we had the equinox.
So the seasons changed.
The season has changed. We have moved into nature's, and this hemisphere, we've moved into nature's new year.
Okay. So, all right. And that's man trying to keep up with nature. And we do all that, right?
Well, then, kind of, sort of. I mean, nature's just doing its own thing. It would be great if man kept up with nature, or if man at least aligned themselves to nature, because we're so out of sync. I mean, we don't even have our months aligned with the moon, for Pete's sake. So,
we do have the best. And then there's my birthday on Friday, which is absolutely
incredible. That's the most important of these things.
And then I think on Sunday you said there's the equinox, right?
No, it's the other way around.
It's so eclipse. Eclipse.
It's another one of those E words. So, so rather than astronomy and everything, which equinox is, I guess, eclipses are definitely astronomical, because there's a moon and sun thing going on. But astrologically, it is opening the doors for a brand new cycle of growth that goes for the next 6 months to 2.5 years. So those of you might be experiencing sudden and jarring doors opening and doors closing, that's an eclipse kind of event. And you might be finding some stuff coming to completion that's been going on for the last 6 months to 2 years. And you might suddenly find yourself out into the new world for the next 6 months to 2 years.
Whoa. So it sounds like we need our station break, and then we'll get into it.
Right, so we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned, because we're talking about birthdays, equinoxes, and eclipses in a state of grace.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about birthdays, equinoxes, and eclipses.
And if you want to call in and use number 1-888-627-6008, you call in and ask a question or make a comment. We'd love to have you do that, so please feel free to do that. Do so. And okay, let's get into the meat of what this is all about.
Right. So what is this all about?
Celebrating life.
Ah, yes.
Seems to be my theme today. Anyway.
It is your theme. Well, so tell us about what's your perspective on birthdays and life anniversaries and things like that?
Okay. I love them. Never got enough of it growing up. I'm sure there are people out there that kind of feel the same way. And I know there's a whole bunch of people that I personally know who would rather you never mentioned their birthday. So there's all different kinds of ways to navigate. But I'm all for celebrating life as I've reached this place in my life and in my timeline. And it just seems to be that intention and expectation that you can enjoy yourself, because I really have looked to embrace the concept that consciousness is warm and fuzzy, right? And that grace is real. And we have so many examples of life is painful, it's going to hurt, kill you in the end, and that's a negative. Yes, and I know there's all kinds of tragedies and things in life. And how do you choose to encompass that in your slice of how consciousness operates? So, for me, more the better. And I seem to be spreading it out. My friends seem to be helping me with that. It's not just the day. It's the week before. It's the week after. You know, I use it for an excuse to socialize. whatever it is. So
you need an excuse.
Yeah, right. You know, it's like, oh, okay, well, sure, I'll meet you. And it's my lunch. It's my birthday. Oh, okay, I'll buy you lunch. I love that. You know, that's just wonderful.
Well, so, you know, this whole the I want to touch on something that you said, which is like that whole kind of negative feeling and it's going to kill you and everything. And that's not consciousness. That's unconsciousness, or that's really the physical body level, because the physical body, which is our vehicle for this lifetime, and it's the one that we're marking the anniversaries for. But its whole perspective is, you know, life and death and the past and the future and, you know, is this going to kill me? There's always like a survival level of it going on. And as consciousness, and as Janet's about to take us into heart space, feels expansive, and it's never ending, because consciousness never ends. So that aspect of you doesn't have that concern.
You know, death is okay. Life is okay. They're just different states of awareness. And because whatever is consciousness has no time and has no space. So we have our individual experiences in this shared collective experience, and there is no time or space. So there is no life, there is no death, because there's just energy potential. If we have to start to change our frameworks and our conversations, and in doing that, you just get free of that ego driven oops, this is ugly, this is horrible, this is pretty, this it's whatever you choose it to be. And so that's what I'd want to share with people, you know, that it can be different, because I came from a very physically painful, physically destructive, physically dying viewpoint for many years. And you know, doesn't bother me anymore. And I think that's actually really remarkable. So, it's nice to be present. What if we could all celebrate?
It's nice to be present on your birthday.
And it's not even my birthday yet. It's the 25th. I'm doing really good. So
your mother must have been in a long labor with you, is all I can say. It's 3 days early.
That could be. I was born in the morning, 8:32, 8:34, something like that. So anyway, so everyone, how do you feel about your birthday? How do you feel about the changing of the seasons? How do you feel about how you align within with your sense of life and death and consciousness? So, I don't know. We ready to drop into space there?
Sure.
Okay, let's go for that. Okay, yeah, I see your message there. Okay, so everyone, let's just relax. Let go of what you're thinking. Let go of what you're doing. That part of you that is really just humming and is enjoying this place and is willing to go for the ride, just embrace it. So let's see here. How do we notice this today? You know what? It kind of feels like we need to just cut our head open and let it flop over. And just quit thinking. So, everybody, just picture a seam somewhere in your head and undo the seam. Open that skull brain. Take your brain out. Put it over there. Just put some nice light on it. We're just going to leave it there. So, everybody, remind me to pick the brain up and put it back in when we get done here in a little bit. So, leave your brains out there in the sunlight. Oh, my gosh. Feel that. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Now you don't have to worry about things. So, just allow your awareness to drop down to your heart. And someone asked at the free conference call last week, she said, well, why do they have to access heart? Why aren't they already in there? And I would say we're always there, but we just don't hold the awareness that we're always there. So as we just educate our awareness and that it's okay to listen to your authentic voice, you're just tuning in is all you're doing. So just give it a physicality around the heart. That's lovely. Notice, be appreciative, and just start to relax. Oh, okay, that's helpful. Alrighty. Now, just open up a little more into that emotional terrain that surrounds you in your field. Remember, the field of the heart is two concentric circles, one inside each other, going in different directions, working together. That's the rotational torque fields that we all, as energy is moving. And in that inner one there is your emotional terrain. So just notice. Don't be attached. Don't judge. Just notice. Might be a flavor, a color, a thought, a person. Oh, yeah. It just wants to express itself. So just notice that. And then broaden your awareness out into the core, the essence of all, into that other ring of information, which is immense. That's all there is. And this is where potential is interwoven between what exactly? This is where the core, the essence of all, where you and I are one. We lose our distinctions. And so it's just informational base. It's just freedom. It's just grace. It's just what you want it to be. Not attached. So just notice. And you can observe yourself. And so I was just really aware when I was in my emotional terrain. Oh, it's just expansive and it just is so happy. And whoa, it was just really bubbly. And as I get deeper out farther, that kind of changes. I'm kind of losing that. But I can just still feel the quiet, the sacredness. And it's a little different. It's still all right, but it's changed a little bit. So just notice what it's like to be able to maybe feel something different, hear yourself. And if we were just to notice out here, the idea of celebrating life, the idea that you are distinctive. You created yourself because consciousness births itself, really. Chose this matrix, chose those parents. Doesn't matter what their setup was. So if you hear voices that say, oh, this or that or the other thing that are carrying a lot of judgment about you being you, just notice it as information out there. It's not you. It was you just choosing to come from that framework.
Well, you know, what I am noticing as we're in heart space is that stuff doesn't really even waft up. So yeah. I'm inviting people not to go into a healing session with Janet on this. Let's stick with the birthdays, the birthdays, right. and the celebrations. And notice how what this feels like, Janet, is I suddenly had this feeling of being, you know, in a boat on a lake or something on a warm summer's day where you just and can kind of almost hear the waves lapping against the side of the boat. And it's this incredible mellow feeling, this expansive mellow feeling and celebration. It's almost like reveling in the deliciousness of life is what it feels like.
It is. And it can be the firework kind of experience, but it also can be that sublime, the sun on your skin kind of feeling.
Yes.
And everything in between, you know, what one person experiences is not necessarily another one's. So there's a broad variety of things there. So just allow ourselves to just celebrate. And what that means to you. And we'll just open that up and just let that all shine. Remember, because you don't have to think, because your brain's over there in the sunshine already.
Right. Well, and so, you said something about, you know, really, as consciousness, we have created everything. We've created our birth. We even created our parents. Our parents created themselves, but we created our parents, too. We wrote them into our storyline here. Mm-hmm. And there really is something about celebrating and appreciating and enjoying and just life to in its fullness. You know, we just so love the world that we created. You know, it's really all about enjoying life. And, you know, birthdays are a great excuse for cake and cake and presents. But, you know, the world is a present, you know.
Totally. But I must admit, on Sunday, a friend bought me a cake. A six-tier chocolate cake.
Oh, my.
And that was Sunday. And I shared it with them because I'm a nice person, right? But they gave it to me to take home. And I must admit, I had cake for breakfast yesterday. And what was fun about group last night was the idea of what that was like. If you just could have the pleasure, what would you have? Right? With no limits on it, no nothing, just how would that be? And I felt, I was so tickled that my friend would do that for me to begin with. But it was also not something that I would have, you know, put a lot of energy into, but she did. And I was like, oh my gosh, who doesn't like cake? Like, and one of the fellows said, well, I would have preferred pie. And I said, so have pie. This is my cake. So if you can have your cake and eat it too, and if you can have your slice of the pie, what would you do with that? You just look at all the different ways that you, if you hold yourself as consciousness, you know, and in that heart place, and you go, oh, that felt really nice on a, oh, you know, certainly on a Janet level. But it really was, here's the universe letting Janet know she can have a good time, right? And yes. That was just Marvy Poo.
That's so interesting, because as you're talking about this, I had some good birthdays when I was younger, but my oldest son's birthday is 4 days before mine. Mm. So we hadn't finished his cake yet mm-hmm. by the time mine rolled around. And he loved German chocolate cake, and I love devil's food. So I just occurred to me that I'd lost the enjoyment of birthdays because, you know, his superseded mine. Now, he's 28 years old. He's not been home for a while. You know, I have been missing out on some devil's food cake.
I think so. Very much so. And, you know, I don't think there's any problem with you making that deficit up, Joan.
Absolutely. Even though my birthday's not till April, I'm sure my husband wouldn't disagree. He would have a problem with some cake sometime for dessert.
Any occasion. I think you ought to make a official date. You know, maybe like Wednesdays, and go, okay, this was for the year 1957, and the cake I didn't get that year, and enjoy. What's
considering I wasn't born till 1959, I certainly didn't get any cake in 1957. And now, wait a minute.
All right. So just notice, everyone, what it'd be like to celebrate life, your life. Whoa. Yeah. Somebody else's life. So, and it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Be present. What if right in this moment you could feel okay? That's where we're going. Talk to me about the fall, Joan. What do we want to know about equinoxes? And, you know, it's so funny because I can't track any of that. My language is not there, which is interesting. So.
Well, you know, if you live outside of time and space, and, you know, that is one thing about birthdays, that usually what it used to be is that I would flip over about this time, about October, actually, I would start calling myself the next year older. And I was really tracking that. And what I noticed in this last year is that I lost track of how old I am.
Yeah.
I honestly, something slipped up in my tracking of time just in the last year. So, which is great because, you know, I could be older, I could be younger, I don't know. So, well, missing out on that time and space, I think there's something going on a consciousness level where that is just becoming looser and less defined.
I think that's the wiggle room in nonlinear states, right? The holographic state it's not linear. So it has that movement to it. And also as consciousness, it probably doesn't really flip and care that much.
Well, there are no birthdays, you know?
So, you know, we're the ones who are concerned about deadlines and getting something done and or not done and living life on those levels. So, you know, you kind of, things are just changing and different. I think a real help was, I don't know, probably when I was turning 55, about that year, I guess, I decided I was going to become ageless. I wasn't getting any older. I was going to start to go for ageless. And I didn't necessarily want to get any younger. I just wanted to go for ageless and to start redefining my reality that way. And to see what that freed up, because there's such a huge morphic field about aging anymore. And that's got so much stuff. I won't call it crap because that would be a judgment on my part. But stuff entangled with getting older.
Yes.
And it's not that you need to fight that, because that sets up resistance and that's not helpful. What you want to do is acknowledge, well, so what? It's just innocence gaining experience, transcending those experiences into wisdom. And then you start to glow. And we've had, you know, you see those wonderful people out there in the world who serve as those examples of where all of a sudden they may have white hair, but they are just radiant. And I'm like, ooh, I want that. What are those people doing? And what do I got to let go of in order to turn to be like that? And so that happened a few years ago for me. So you're just playing by different rules, different reality. And it's hard when you see how committed people are to a belief system that is reducing them. And, you know, you go, how's that working for you? Okay.
I noticed this when my husband turned 50. Suddenly, he needed a colonoscopy, and they were prescribing him cholesterol medicine. And, you know, and he managed to not do the cholesterol medicine, but spend 6 months eating Cheerios, I think, and it just and stopped eating shrimp, and suddenly his cholesterol dropped. Uh-huh. And, you know, so I try to skip away from that. And I avoided a colonoscopy. I went to a naturopath who said, you can get the same thing with a blood test. It was like, all right, great creation. So, you're right. If you step into the morphic field where they measure your age by ailments, then you're kind of letting that process take you down that road, and suddenly, you know, you're feeling creakier and you're feeling grumpier and you're feeling all those things. But if you step outside of that awareness and really line up with the essence of who you are, because you are ageless, then your body doesn't have to follow those pictures or match those pictures, so to speak.
It is all how we think we are. It's all who we think we are, and we attract what we want, we attract what we don't want, and what you really want to be attracting is what you already are. So, or otherwise, you're attracting stuff to make you be something you don't feel you are. It's very interesting how we set up all this stuff, you know, and I appreciate the law of attraction, and you know, sometimes you go at it kind of in a difficult way. You know, they say act like you already have it. It's act like you already are. That being, that consciousness at play, which is just enjoying life and whatever the next thing is. And it's not that everything is just happy, happy. It's just it's coming to you in a framework that you go back to the enjoyment part of the program pretty quickly. So, you know, it's just a matter of switching our inner conversations and those reality states. And boy, you know, it used to be, you can see with people, they just wanted to get to a place to retire. But then you see how difficult it was for a whole generation of people when they hit retirement age. They didn't know what to do with themselves. And that's a different state. And you're retiring because you're getting older and you're diminishing. And, you know, mindsets are incredibly powerful.
Yes.
Morphic fields are incredibly powerful. So let's take all that energy, because you can kind of feel that. And let's just see if we can transcend that. Let's just take that. That's a lot of stuff there.
Well, why don't we just bundle it up and two point it to a universe where, you know, it may be useful.
Totally. I love that, right? So let's see what that would be like. So everybody just gather all that little thought that you got. And what be like, just put it in a nice little baggie of some sort. Put it out on the curb.
Little dime baggie. Okay, guess it's going to Colorado or maybe Washington.
Yeah.
That's where you can get your dime baggie.
And just let it go away.
Put
someone
it in
will
bowl.
Pick it up. Yeah, we'll send it to someplace better than you and I, right? Because there's a lot of energy in all that. So let's make better use of it. Let's put it in that reality.
Well, you know, one of the things I was going to say as we're watching that float away and dissipate is that I've upgraded my meditation techniques, and I've upgraded them and I've integrated them with the energetic consciousness technologies that we use now. Mm-hmm. And the amazing thing is that when I two-point, or even one point. I use, you know, the chakras as a reference point, because chakras don't really exist either. And when I use those ways of anchoring in the body, pain disappears. And I have this amazing experience of being centered in the body, anchored into the body, but not into the pain body.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah, man, I think we may have kept the dime bag and sent the other stuff, sent the laundry out or something.
Well, what if it's just a matter of switching realities? And when we say switch realities, what we're doing is we're noticing that it's possible, because we're in the state of unified consciousness, which is full of potential. And we're not allowing ourselves to be limited by our little thinking that says something has to happen this way, and those habits, habituated thoughts and rituals that we do. So we're just opening up to the possibility that, well, what if it could be different? And it's stunning when you work with people and they go, well, right. Okay. Let it go. What if it could be different? Because it tells me that person is not using their curiosity in a way that's useful. They're accepting outside that's probably impressed the inner side of us, of them, to define. So we're not playing by those rules. For all you listeners out there, we're playing by the rules that you get to choose how you want to experience life. And you can't change anybody else. Do you want to change yourself? How are we going to do all that?
Well, so the fun thing is that when you allow yourself to step into that new awareness and you step mm-hmm. into this new experience, it doesn't, you know, your externals change without you having to change, fix, or manipulate anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And people, the cast of characters may look the same, but their behaviors change because you have changed yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look at relationships I think it's algebra, you know, A plus B equals C. And all you need to do is change A or B, and then C is changed. So that's what you're doing, is you're changing yourself, and it changes the whole equation. And, you know, when you're in this really delightful space, it really does dissolve any conflict or tension that's in your sphere of influence.
Well, it's kind of like a, what's coming to mind, like a high wire act. And when you do what you just described, Joan, I saw the wire relax. And it took it from up there and perilous, and you got to be really know what you're doing, to this easing. And it's like, oh, okay. It's really easy to walk the wire when it's on the ground. When you have all that support, when you don't, and anybody can do that. So what if it was easy to do? We take ourselves out of perilous situations where we go, oh, look at that. Well, that's good for some realities. I'm looking to enjoy all my realities. So what else do we need to notice?
Well, the only thing that popped into my head since I was relating to the topic of birthdays, eclipses, and equinoxes is that, you know, as consciousness, this is all a holographic creation, and none of those things are really real from the perspective of consciousness. But but as consciousness, we have set in patterns into this denser configuration of energy. And so you can just play along with the weather report, so to speak, or the psychic weather report. So that's is kind of what's coming to me, is that you can step into new realities, you can set new intentions, you can just step forward and anticipate things being new and different. And the eclipse this weekend is going to help you do that.
So, that just jump started where those other thoughts had gone. That's great. One thing about birthdays, for me, I start to feel life changes about a month out. I can feel some kind of awareness on some level that my birthday's coming up. Because for me, usually my big life changes around my birthday. Now, I've set that up in my reality, so, you know, that's the way it's going to happen. I have lots of stuff happen to me, but I can really track something about around the birthday for me. And it's usually a time that I reflect, probably. Or I go, oh my gosh, I made it another year. Isn't that incredible? It brings something to that authentic voice in me. And what you're talking about and feeling, you know, doors opening, doors closing, is really involved in that, I guess, for myself. And I don't know if people invest a lot of time, there's that lovely word, or reflection about, okay, is this our review, right? You know, you have your review with yourself and consciousness, and you go, how am I doing so far? And so it's always a nice time for me.
Well, isn't that special?
I'm so lucky. Well, if a door's opening, does a door close? Or do doors just keep opening? If a door closes, does a door open? How do we set that up, John?
I always believe that when one door closes, another one opens. I mean, that it just, you know, existence continues. And and really, if you think about with parallel universes or multiverses, that there is always a parallel universe where the door hasn't closed, or that you've gone through a completely different door. So all possibilities exist.
Simultaneously
in multiple ways, you know, so all of the possibilities exist. Right. All lifetimes are happening all at once.
Yeah, and we get to choose, and what we're experiencing right in this moment was a choice about how we're dancing in all those different dimensions, times, and space, or lack of dimension, times, and space. Yeah.
That's or in dementia, time, and space, you know?
Well, that's a state, too.
That is, it's so interesting. I think I've shared with you about my mother had Alzheimer's, and it was so fascinating to see the being not be anchored in the body. So it would move back and forth in time, and we'd come up to a doctor's appointment or something, and she'd say, I've been here before. And it's like, no, we've never been here before. And what I noticed after she passed is there was a couple of visitations from her that was the Alzheimer's person. So who had like traveled forward a couple years in time and back, as opposed to the being who I experienced when I helped birth her back to spirit, so to speak, when she passed. There was an amazing sense of the essence of who she was. Totally different from the grouchy old lady who wouldn't leave the bathroom, who showed up a couple of different times.
Right.
So that's what I see happen with people with dementia is really they're no longer anchored in the body, and the body's still walking around in those patterns, the programming and all is dismantling. But the being itself is fancy free.
Got it. And that's a great place to just notice. And it's probably time to come back. So everyone, just start to bring your awareness back close into that emotional terrain. Notice what that's feeling like now. I bet it's feeling a little different. In order to notice something different, you have to allow yourself to notice something different. So make sure you've got that on your refrigerator magnet. Mm. I allow myself to notice something different. All right. So just bring it back. There's a breath. All right. And we got to look at that little brain sitting over there. So notice your brain and maybe pick it up and shake it off. Put it back in, nice and warm.
And I invite you all to hold this space of transformation as we are sliding into a commercial break.
And just close your seam up. Connect to heart, your physical heart. And just notice as you come back into yourself, you've had a nice rest and a bit of sunlight to celebrate.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we're talking about birthdays, equinoxes, and eclipses.
And rinsing your brain out.
Wash that mouth.
Yeah. All right. Well, everyone, just notice, what's it feeling like out there? It's still energized. I like that, Joan.
It's such an interesting, it's an effervescent day, this has felt like. Very
that's wonderful. Is this a champagne sparkling wine?
It's like a Brunesco or whatever it's called. Cava, I think is what it is.
Okay.
Cold duck.
Got it. Well, let's see. Is there, Okay, so new beginnings.
Yes.
Things ending, right? That's the door closing. Are things ending? Or well, a different edition? Or how does that work, do you think?
I think it can work in a multiple of ways. It can be a completion. It can be coming to a landing, and there's a whole new set of stairs ahead of you. But it's a great opportunity if things have not been working well in your life. It's a great opportunity to very swiftly make changes. And so you might find things that you have been trying to create, suddenly you're having a boost forward to making that happen, turbocharge.
So everyone, if you've got something that you want to just be in that heart-centered awareness space when you're doing this on your own and, separate from our conversation here, and just ask yourself, what would it be like if this could be different? And just allow yourself to see what that feels like. So the door's closing, things are ending, things beginning, doors opening. What would you like instead? And this is the place where you ask yourself, what would it be like if I could blah, blah, blah?
And what could it be like if you could blah, blah, blah?
Yeah. Useful drooling. Yeah, that's very, very sweet on that part.
Well, what you're talking about is doing this in a very no effort way. It's effortless. The thing with law of attraction is that it works when you're playful, and and Abraham does talk about focus and stuff like that. But where it doesn't work is when people get so focused that they're putting a huge amount of effort into it, and that just kind of makes things like molasses. It really slows things down if you put a lot of effort.
Well, because that's the difference between attention and expectation. So, I think if the more people put in effort into something, and they should be putting it into their effervescence, maybe. let's re-encode effort into effervescence. I like that.
That's awesome.
So it's just a bit of the bubbly, right? And so we like the bubbles because they disappear. So you just intention and you just let this thing be different. I think that's really what you're bubbling is your mindset. Right?
Yes.
Letting things loosen and go, okay, if I could do this easy, what would that be like? You ask that from that heart space that's full of potential, stuff can happen. That's where the sincerity is, right?
Well, what you're reminding me of is there's an energy technique that I have since upgraded, and I was just using it today. So you can release very quickly any stuck concepts by just imagining a stream of bubbles. If you just imagine bubbles and just see them going out from your forehead, pop, 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 you are just clearing away, a whole stack of preconceived notions.
That's wonderful. So is that what's in the bubble is the preconceived notion, and you just see them? Okay.
Yeah, each one can represent that or a bunch of them or whatever, but if you just think of those bubbles as being kind of transparent and they pop, you are clearing all of that stuff out of your space. And if you want to know more stuff like that, I have a couple of classes on my website, joan-newcomb.com, Consciousness Techniques. It talks about that kind of stuff, and Accessing Unseen Help for Your Life, Health, and Business also talks about talking to invisible friends to help make things happen. And you and I both have meetups coming up that you have one every Tuesday in Portland, Janet's Conscious Conversation. And then I have one coming up this weekend in Seattle. I also have one coming up the following weekend in the Olympia area, I believe it is. And then you and I have a workshop at Crystal Voyage on the 18th. And you can find all of those on our websites, mine at joan-newcomb.com and yours at janetandbeyond.com.
Janet and Beyond. And for those of you that are not local to us, join in on our free conference calling once a month. Joan and I host that. And I have got to tell you that last week was really fun. We had a small group, But we had one gal who we got done and she was on the line, but we couldn't get to her.
She was blissed out. She came to like an hour later.
She called me later the next day and she says, Janet, you know, I tranced out. It was like a half hour later I came to and I saw my button flashing.
So folks, if you want in on some of that stuff, our next one is on October 15th. And you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com to get in on our conscious conference calls.
And that's a pretty cheap way to have a nice hour and a half.
Right.
Calm. It was great. So we'll look forward to talking with all of you again. Let me see. So what do we need to know? Okay. So we have both great blogs. We want to tell them about our great blogs, right?
Well, we've told them about our website, and you can find out about our blogs there as well, janetandbeyond.com and joan-newcomb.com. And really quick, other ways to connect with us is on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, on Twitter, at Joan and Janet, and email us, consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, if you've got any questions and suggestions, and we'll be able to talk about them on the air. And also, you can subscribe to us on YouTube. So go look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we've got our very own YouTube channel.
That's right. And we love to hear from people, and we do. So, you know, we do hear from people. So please feel comfortable to write us. And comments, and if you're getting it, if you're feeling it, if your life is showing up differently in ways that you're not expecting it, that's always good stuff. We like to know that.
If you're a people, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, really. Yeah, do it then. You don't have to do it in my trance state. You can type. And everybody, thank you for making this a wonderful birthday this year. It's a great beginning, and no matter what time and space and when you're joining us, you're part of it, and thank you so very much.
Yes, and send your e-cards to Janet at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com.
Yo, I'd love that. That would be just delightful. Okay,
and goodbye, you've been listening everyone. To Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb,
I'm Janet Barrett. I'm still Janet Barrett.
We'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.